Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And Pastor and Mrs. Otero are currently on vacation on the coast of the Caribbean Sea, and may it be a great time of rest and relaxation for them, that they may return refreshed. So we are pleased today, therefore, to welcome our faithful brother, Ramil Yalde, who will be in the pulpit, and we look forward to hearing the message from God's Word from Exodus 33, verses 12 to 23, titled Moses' Prayer. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, how can a believer overcome worry? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our brother Lee Prater will be our guest speaker, bringing the message from God's Word. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Luke, chapters 4 and 5. The men's Bible study will meet Thursday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. here in the trailer classroom. And we are continuing to study in the Paul's epistle to the Colossians. If you have any questions, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. And finally, there is a You may have received an email, members of Bethel Baptist Church, concerning our vacant property in Morgan Hill on Vineyard Lane. And we are going to clean that site up of weeds. And so if you've seen the email, pick up and trailer, or just if you have that, pick up a trailer, or just motivated to help clean up the property, please see Pastor Tomlinson. We will meet on next Saturday, April 25th at 8 a.m., and to begin loading the piles of weeds. So if you can make that and are able to, or have the equipment or motivation, that would be very much appreciated. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And our brother Victor Laurel now will be leading us in singing the first stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal Invisible.
Please join me in singing praises to the Lord, Immortal Invisible. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Immortal Invisible. Accessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Verse 4. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling sight. All praise we would render, oh help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. Please turn with me to our next song, hymn number 389, I Am Resolved. And we will sing the first and the last stanzas of I Am Resolved. Resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Spirit will walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. And please rise and join with me in singing our final hymn, hymn number 401, Where He Leads, I Will Follow. Hymn number 401. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dear far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He is the example, is a pattern for me. Every day, verse 3, sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and the soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow. Thank you.
Before we pray, I just wanted to say that I received a message from Pastor Otero that they are in Cancun and they send their love and greetings to all of you. Let us pray. The psalmist writes, he says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is a man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments." Father, what a blessing it is that you have given us your word, that through your word we may know what you expect and what you desire. And that even though our sins may be great, yet, O Lord, your grace and your mercy are greater. And you have clothed us with your righteousness and with your holiness. You have covered us with your love and with your mercy. And we do pray for your mercy upon those that are afflicted. And I do, Lord, lift up to you Pedro Apolinar and Ann Pareto for the sicknesses that they have in their bodies, that you would comfort them. We pray that you be with Miriam Lacey and give her strength in her body, and Myrna Jones, give her strength and clarity, give her peace unto you. We lift up to you as well, Jerry Kamalayar, and pray for your blessing upon her as she faces a series of surgeries. Encourage her in you, O Lord, and strengthen her. And Father, we pray for our pastor and his wife, Raquel, as they are resting in Cancun. Comfort them and encourage them. Energize them for the work of the ministry. Bless them for the work that stands before them, and encourage their hearts in you. Lord, help each of us be your faithful witnesses, that all who come upon us will know, Lord, that we have been with Jesus, that we are yours and you are ours. We pray for your hand of blessing upon our missionaries throughout this world. And we pray for Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, and Eusebio Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain. Lift up to you Giovanni and Barbara Vandano, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila, serving in Latin America. We pray that you be with Informed Choices in Morgan Hill and Gilroy, and be with Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Road Race Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center in Portland. Bless each of them with the peace of God and the gospel of Christ to direct their steps and their wisdom and their understanding, that they would do your will, that they would abound in your presence and glory. And Father, we thank you for the offering that we're about to receive, and pray that you use it for your divine purpose and glory, and that in all things we would be faithful ministers. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second book of Moses called Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 107. We will be reading Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus 33, 12 through 23. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. It's because of the mercy you have shown us in sending the Lord Jesus Christ. We were helpless with no ability to save ourselves from condemnation and judgment. And so we thank you for the gift of faith. You have enabled us to hear and believe the gospel and embrace it. We have no merit of our own to commend us to you, but by your grace alone, you have commended your love to us by sending the Lord Jesus Christ to bear the awful penalty for our sins. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our only boast is who you are and your mighty works. We will forever praise you and thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our good brother and teacher, Ramil Yalde. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to bring the words of life from the scriptures. Give us understanding, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, so that we would not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds to do your will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?